Commissioner Brooks here. It's 12:17. We're coming back to finish up with elections. So we have the recorder, we have elections, and auditing from the clerk.
And Chairman?
Clerk's gonna, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I thought we were gonna reschedule.
So offline, the clerk has said if we give him 20 minutes, we're done. And then we don't have to try and find anything else.
And he's buying lunch? Okay, never mind, okay.
Are we good with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Commissioner, just the first budget is from our audit office. The big things to point out, changes from the prior, is that there is a specialty line pay added, whether that's used or not in that upcoming year, will remain to be seen. Just wanted the budget capacity for that. That is for myself right now. It's being utilized. It may not be going forward, but I just wanted to make sure that we had the capacity for it for being the senior deputy.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, what's it for?
Because he's filling in as chief deputy as well.
Senior
deputy. Okay.
Okay.
It may go away, it may not. I just wanted to make sure we had the capacity for it one way or the other.
Okay. Gotcha.
The next line there is a new reclassified line there. There's an increase of a fully loaded benefit there of $11,000. She probably won't like this, but that is for my audit supervisor who's been doing amazing work for the last 4 years. I know our office has been kind of held together with duct tape and band-aids, and that's all because of her. Also, where she isn't great, she deserves that as well. I have talked to the HR director about that, and she is fully on board with that there. So
she's pretty all right.
So that is to make sure that she's upgraded, and also for the work and all the duties that she has taken on the last few years and going forward as well. So
it's kind of hazard pay for her bosses too, isn't it?
Yeah, deal with us. The last major thing for audit is you can see on our service contract line that has gone down by a large amount, and that is just due to the kind of reallocation of workload related to payroll and day force. Before, that cost was more heavily on our side and then split between HR, but now with payroll, that process being taken on by HR, we, in discussions with the HR director, we have split the day force costs 80-20, 80 to HR and 20 to audit.
Okay.
So that is a mutual agreement between the two of us on how that cost should be split up. So that's all I have. Question.
Okay, so I guess we'll see the net effect of that change when HR presents.
It would be an increase in service contract for HR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions, but thank you.
Okay, what's next?
All right, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I'd like to take up the recorder budget next. Emily is not here to present her budget, so I will be doing my best to present it for her. It'll be relatively brief. I'll give you kind of the highlights, the Cliff Note version. If there's generic questions, I might be able to answer that to the best of my ability. If there's questions that involve deep specificity, that might be better served for the second budget hearing.
Sure.
For this office. So first thing that I would like to discuss is we have discussed with Director Britton, I think it's labeled as an office remodel, but really what it is, it's $15,000 that he has set aside. If you walk into the recorder's office, currently you're gonna see some plastic tables that's in front of our employees' desks, and that's where the public sits at these plastic fold-out tables.
I have noticed those.
Yeah, so I noticed them as well. Day that I walk in, they are an eyesore. So I specifically asked Emily and Rick if we could look into doing something a little more professional, something that's more on brand with the county's appearance. So yes, him and Carl came over and they have a way of adding on to the current desk structure to make it look just like an addition, basically to what they currently have. And then they're also going to. We also have plexiglass up still. The staff does enjoy having the plexiglass. I don't love the way it looks. So Director Britton and Carl are going to do some modifications to the plexiglass. and put some like bracketing on the bottoms of it to make it look more professional, to make it look more like a.
But you are going to keep it?
What's that?
You're going to keep it?
They are going to keep it.
Is this the one that has like the plywood with the funny feet?
From my understanding, yes. Yeah, they're going for like the bracketed. I think they're going to make it look more attached to the actual desk to make it look like a more permanent fixture.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a number of staff in that office that do prefer having the plexiglass.
Right.
Safety, you know, a safety precaution is also as a deterrent from.
Yeah. Hopefully something like the treasurer's office would be, that looks really nice and professional, so.
Yeah, and maybe sometime down the road, you know, we can look into what a storefront type of situation would look like with professional glass, but as of right now, that's not something I'm interested in doing, so.
Okay.
As far as production and revenues, some things that Emily wanted me to highlight, we're just going to look directly at fiscal year 27, and I know this will make Chairman Brooks happy. The revenue is going to be increased. You'll see a pretty significant amount increased on the revenue, and that is because we are planning on starting to take passport pictures.
Nice.
I might actually update my passport now.
Yes. So we've talked about it for a long time. It is difficult. It's been difficult to find a good area in that office to facilitate taking those. I think we have at least a baseline idea for now. We're going to be charging $25 per picture, which will align us with what Nampa City Hall charges in their clerk's office.
I never did. Yeah, Chairman. Sorry. But I never did understand why we stopped doing that function. Maybe it was because of COVID. I don't know. But I think it's a good service for the county to provide passport.
Certainly.
They outsourced it. This is a good move, is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Not only will it increase as a revenue model for us, but it's a one-stop shop for constituents. And that's the big
right.
They'll be able to come in. I mean, oftentimes now we have to assist people with their paperwork and then say, you know, go to Walgreens or go to wherever and get your picture taken, then come back. That won't be happening moving forward. So,
good.
Great.
With that, there's also she is anticipating recording increasing slightly in revenue as well because she's her office has started to include a conformed copy fee, which is just if someone wants a conformed copy, so basically an exact match of. The document that they were provided, they will provide a duplicate document with the recording stamp on it at a fee. So with those, she is expecting some additional revenue. There's going to be some slight expenses with the passport picture taking initiative that we're doing. So the film and things of that nature. We will probably be looking at some point to maybe even get a different camera. The camera that they're utilizing is one that was there from whenever the last passport taking, the previous passport picture initiative was ran. So I don't know how long that will be good for, but we're going to utilize it for now.
Yeah, Chairman, can I ask a question? So Jess, maybe you've already done this, but you've weighed the cost of what the film and all that, that seems so antiquated now that you can have cell phones that take almost as good a picture quality. Is there anything out like what they have at the DMV? Have you weighed those costs against that?
Well, thank you, Commissioner. The pictures themselves have to be a certain dimension and have to be printed on a certain sort of like a physical print.
Okay.
So it does require that we have a certain type of printer to print off those like
gotcha.
So I know that there are, you know, there's a small category of cameras and printers that work well for that. I know that Emily is looking into that moving forward.
Okay.
She's been testing out the equipment and she's happy with what it's providing.
Okay.
For now, so and even if, you know, that expense does come down the road, it won't be astronomical.
Right? Yeah. Thanks for fielding the question.
Of course. Let's really quickly a few other expenses that you might notice. Helion's recording alert program. So this is will not be new to either of you. This is something that the recorder's office has been interested in for a few years now. It's a company we work with for recording. They offer a service that would allow people, constituents, that when they sign up with the service, they would be notified when any liens or anything that involves certain keywords. So, for example, I could sign up to the service and say anything that involves the keywords Jess, your SD, Jess, Dustin, your SD. I would want to be alerted whenever items of that involving those keywords were recorded. And that would allow folks who are concerned about potential defraud and things of that nature. This would allow them to be notified when things involving their names or their persons.
Chairman, I have a question. Because the clerk fielded a number of questions, concerns about either mortgage fraud, something like that. So this is what we're trying to preempt.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually met, in my short time as clerk, I've met with two constituents who have reached out to me specifically, wanting to sit down and discuss their concerns with deed fraud and things of that nature, and ask what I was doing to combat that. So
awesome.
This is our option.
And what we should do is, at some level, have Steve potentially write, hey, safer, more secure, here's how we're protecting you. I think that's a good narrative to put out to the public with increased service. So,
yeah, and for the expense, it's a big win, in my opinion. Yeah. It's a total of $4,000. There's a $1,500 setup fee and then $2,500 annual license and support. So, and we already work with Helion. We already pay them, you know, a yearly fee. So we're comfortable with the level of service that they provide.
Right.
So I just think it's a big win for us.
Yeah.
And with the increased revenue from recording and from passports, I think this is going to be very budget neutral.
Yep, and the only thing I can encourage you to do, when that contract came through, it got jammed up a little bit in legal and IT, so we just want to make sure that that's an annual renewal that gets that pass every time that comes up. So,
yeah, thank you, Commissioner. That actually is a perfect segue to the next few quick items I have on this budget. Helion service agreement. There's another service agreement I'm guessing it's Data. And then Calendly, those are the three ongoing software service contracts that Emily's office utilizes. And she has been in contact with IT about if those need to be updated, if there's any concerns about those contracts. So, you can view those items. There's nothing out of the ordinary with those, but they have been vetted through the IT department, or at least they have been contacted about.
I really appreciate that. That follows the board directive to have all contracts to protect cybersecurity in the county information. So thank you.
Of course. And unless you have any other particular questions that you
I do.
In the recorder's office.
Yeah, and I know. You have $400 listed for mileage, and we're back to policy. Fleet is supposed to, the employees are supposed to contact Fleet to make sure that they schedule a vehicle when they need to make trips. How come we're adding 400?
Yeah, that's a great question, Commissioner. And my guess is that was, do you have something?
It's going down 400, sorry.
I see. Yep. So what's the residual left in there? We had 526, it's going down. How come?
I am still seeing a $100 left in that line item.
Uh-huh.
That should be removed.
Okay.
So I will make sure that's fixed. That one slipped past me.
No problem.
Make sure that's removed. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. And then interpreter fees, we talked about that. That's going away. That's moving over to the TCA for that.
The clerk is, yeah.
Oh, interpreter fees for the recorder's office is different.
Fees.
Yeah, that is actually that has to be paid through the county because, yeah, it's a separate entity than it is from the clerk of the court. The clerk of the court's interpreter fees are paid through the state. The county does do the interpreter fees for the recorder's office.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
Perfect. And if you're comfortable, I would like to move to the election budget. So some of the highlights with Haley's budget, with the elections budget, She did, you'll notice she, there's two budgets with elections, with consolidated elections and elections. I did have her move overtime and temporary from to the current expense to the elections budget from consolidated. Previously, they were kind of shared between the two, but that kind of made for an auditing nightmare when having to journal that stuff out. So we just had her move that all of that to the elections budget. We are receiving Help America Vote Act again grant money this year. We're planning on, we have $27,000 available, $27,410 available, and we plan on utilizing that money to replace 26 of our 250 e-poll books. So our e-poll books are nearing end of life. They're no longer, I think they cannot be updated with the current software past iOS generation or iOS update 17. So we will need to purchase new poll pads moving forward. So this will just kind of start chipping away at that. We plan on finding a creative and...
this is the smaller handheld part of it?
Okay. Yes, Chairman, that's how you get checked in when you go to vote. It's where it holds all the poll book information. So yeah, $27,000 of that will go to replace 26 of those e-poll books. And I think Haley has included some of the specific information on how much those cost and what that looks like in her budget narrative.
Chairman, but you're doing the whole group of e-poll books. Like, otherwise, I don't know if they're at end of life, how you take only a chunk. So are all the e-poll books, and then you're going to next year do something else in the voting?
Yeah, Commissioner, they're not at end of life currently. We can't update them past iOS update 17. But they're still completely, they still function normal.
Okay.
But yeah, as we start lagging behind in iOS updates, that the framework of those do become more and more vulnerable.
Okay.
There's no current concerns about the vulnerability of those. I want to be very clear on that. But if we can start replacing them now, rather than having to replace 250 poll books all at once.
There.
Especially with HAVA grant is limited, you know, it gets spread amongst the state. So we only get a small availability of that money. We do have plans to use other funds to start getting those e-poll books as well. But we felt was the best use of that HAVA grant money because it can only be spent in particular ways.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
There is an increase in the overtime line item, $4,000. And this kind of coincides with our conversation with Matt's department and with the clerk of the court. We want actual operating costs of these departments to be reflected. So she's going to bump her overtime costs by $4,000 just to cover the potential costs of court and other county employees helping out on election days. Next item is service contracts 533301. That one was increased by $6,585 due to an increase in the annual license and support for Hart InterCivic, that's our voting equipment, and Quadient, that's our envelopes, stuffer, and slicer. And all of that has been vetted through our necessary IT partners. There is another increase in 542203 cellular phone. This is not for, in particular for cellular phones. It is for our mobile Wi-Fi units, which we deploy to the polling locations. The cost of those is going up, and that was also vetted through IT. So the cost of maintaining those mobile Wi-Fi units. And then, there was an increase to line item 545505 to cover hotel rooms. There's only one conference that the elections office goes to every year. It's in Boise, held by the Secretary of State. It's an excellent conference. They get a lot out of it. Previously, those motels were covered by the state, and they decided they're not covering that anymore because of reasons you guys already understand. So,
right.
Yes, so we increased that so our staff can still go to that conference. Line item 543305, postage, we reduced by $40,000 in this fiscal year. That is due to it being an odd year election, and we will be utilizing less postage. So
20,000, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, 20,000.
Okay.
Oh, is it in consolidated and?
It's 20, I'm sorry. He's meaning 40 overall in consolidated and.
Oh, okay. Maybe that will explain my question about the overtime, because the one I'm looking at, it is it's gone up from 15,000 to 34,000.
Yes, because they got pulled out of, previously it was in the two in both consolidated.
Okay.
So if you would have added up the cost of elections and consolidated, it was previously, yeah, it would have been 30.
It was 30,000 and 26.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, the elections budget is fun.
Okay, gotcha.
So yes, 40,000 total between those two. Thank you for having me clarify that.
Are you looking at Una then while you're telling us these?
Yes, partially. Yeah, I'm mostly going off of her notes. So.
Okay.
But if you have questions, please interrupt me. I'm just trying to do this brief, trying to be brief.
I'll shut up now.
Okay, the line item 554403, repair and maintenance supplies. She wanted to highlight that one in particular because that is, she wanted to clarify for the record that is not for like building maintenance, that is not a facilities line item, that is for specifically for the cost of repairing the voting equipment. So just to have that on.
Oh, okay.
And that's all the highlights that Haley had for me. The only one other thing that I would mention is in Ricky's budget, there's $7,200 that he has allocated to the elections office. They're going to tint the windows over there. They have a lot of windows in that office, and it would be nice to have it a little cooler. So they're going to tint the windows, and there's some miscellaneous picture frames, and they're going to do a metal engraved county seal inside for.
So is the tint, does it block the heat as well? Because, like, I learned this the hard way on my own vehicle, because I thought the tint would block the heat, and the tint just changes the visibility, but there's a different tint to block the heat. So is this the heat blocking kind?
Goal.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
My understanding is that it was going to be heat blocking as well as, like, glare and, you know, general
light. Okay.
That may be a question best served for Director Britton when.
Okay.
With the facilities budget, but that was my understanding. I wasn't able to do the full walk around with Haley and Britton when he came over to the elections office because there was live ballots, so I had to stay in my roped off area. So I only have a small amount of
gotcha.
Knowledge on that, but yeah, that was my understanding.
Okay.
Just Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Vimby, just to kind of help with your question earlier, like overall, my consolidated elections, that budget is going down $115,000. And then elections itself is going up $30,000.
Okay.
So that's still an overall net decrease.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not able just yet to speak to the specificity of both of these offices that I'm presenting today. I hope to be more versed in that in the future. But they both director... both directors for both offices will be available at future budget hearing.
Okay, no problem.
Yep, it's fine.
That's all I have for you.
So we got the auditor, the consolidated, the elections, the recorder. I think we got it all. Cool.
Any other questions?
No, can we adjourn? Is that there's a question?
It's 12:41 and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.